together to the depths of the sea.
We are thankful. We are thankful. God of all the earth, you are worthy of our worship. We bless and magnify your holy name this day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the one who points the direction that our focus in prayer must be. So we trust you tonight to lead us, to direct us, to guide us, to fill our mouths with the wisdom of the Most High, that we will speak and declare prophetically by the authority and the wisdom of grace those things that need to be spoken in the earth, that the will of the Father in the heavens may be done here in the earth. It is by your power and by your power only that we can live, move, and have our existence. We open ourselves to your leading and guidance. Intercede through us tonight. Teach us. Help us. Release into our minds, into our spirit, into our lives, the keys of the kingdom. That at will, we can do that which you've called us to do. We magnify you, Father. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all this evening for this time of prayer and intercession. Tonight we will cover different issues, some things that may be personal to us in terms of our walk and how we can walk effectively before the Lord. We may go into areas that are corporate, areas that have to do with how we live and move in this earth. The world that we live in is very confused, to say the least. The things that are happening in our world are beyond imagination. When you think it's bad, it gets worse. That is expected when people push God out of their lives. Only evil can be manifested. You know, about 6 years ago, I was ministering in our church in Toronto, and it was prophetic, but I brought the message across in a very casual setting. And I said to the people, I said, I am white, and I dare you tell me that I'm not. And I said then, the time is coming when people are going to be making claims of different things and daring you to say otherwise. Now we have gender issues. How dare you, you know, three kids were hauled and cited because they did not use the proper pronoun of some guy that is they and them. That's the world we live in. If that's not crazy enough, women think that men can be pregnant and have abortions. Well, that's not Canadian news. That didn't happen in Canada, but it happened. How crazy has man gotten? To push things that are so messed up. Or would you know it? You'd be surprised. The reason we are having all of this confusion is because there are diabolical activities happening in our world that you're not aware of. So when people talk crazy, you think they're really talking crazy, but they're talking about something that they know something about because of the presence of demonic entities. Do you think that for Apple to have a pregnant man emoji, do you think that that's, we're talking about Apple, right? They have an emoji of a pregnant man. You think they're crazy? It's a crazy thought for normal people, but it's not a crazy thought for those who are operating in a dark realm. You were here maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. I was ministering, I was somewhere around there, and I said, "Oh, the Lord says the devil just got cast out from heaven, that trouble was coming to the world." Do you remember this? It just popped out. That was not from my natural understanding of Scripture. Popped out because when you're speaking, you've got to be listening to what God is saying. I knew we're in for a rough ride from that point on. That things are going to get really bad. But what is really bad is that we, who are supposed to know the truth, are sleeping and are not getting serious with the things of the Spirit, so that we are not at par, but far above, knowing which move the enemy is trying to make and knowing how to stop it. We have been caught on our ways by too many things. I think you might say we're behind the eight ball. That's not a good place to be. So tonight, we want to pray for ourselves. Say, "God, help me to be very aware, to know what's happening in the realm of the Spirit. Because the mind of man, when we think they have been, they're acting crazy, they're acting based on a false truth, something that they know in the dark realm. We are being prepped. The natural mind in the natural world is being prepped to downplay the rapture. So when we're talking about UFOs, and I talked to you about this years ago, and the push for it, that which was been hidden by governments. Now they're talking about it and they're playing with it. It's so that when you and I are caught up, they will say, aliens adopted them. It has nothing to do with Jesus. It has nothing to do with God. The world has been set up because it's blind. Tonight we're going to pray for the opening of eyes, that people become aware. They will awake from their slumber, especially the church. They'll wake up. Even the little stuff that I talk about sometimes when I think about it, based on the natural world, it sounds so off that you say, I hope people are not thinking I've lost my mind. But I'm right in my right mind. This world is natural. But there's nothing about this world that is natural. You say, what are you talking about? Everything that is came out of God. Yeah? And God is altogether spirit. So everything that comes out of God is spirit. Oh, I might be talking too much. But if you and I are going to change and tap into the spirit realm, we've got to understand that it's spiritual. Everything that came out of God came out of his word. And he said, my word is spirit and it's life. Everything. Everything around you is alive in God. There's no death in God. That which dies is separated from God because it is not with God. Separation. That's all. And so, everything can hear you. Because it comes out of the word of God. If that is so, then as men and women who are moving by the Spirit of God, all things become subject to us. The word of God says, is this too much? That the spiritual person judges all things and yet is not judged. This is a month of expansion, right? We need to expand in our understanding of God and the world. And when you get there, you know that all things are spiritual, but all things must be subject to God. That's why Jesus was able to speak to a tree. Remember? Did he speak to a tree? Did God speak to a fish? Well, we can understand fish, but tree? Did God says, speak to a rock? He said, because it's spiritual. Everything, that's why I can lay hands on my car and pray and my car gets healed. Somebody listening? That's why their clothes did not wear out. Because it's all spiritual. And so tonight we're going to pray, God, help me to tap into the realm of the Spirit so that I can function as a God person under your lordship, so that your kingdom comes and your will is done in the earth as it is in heaven. Are we still together? This is where we must be if we are going to move with authority. That's where you must be to be able to speak to the storm, because you know it's spiritual and it's got to hear you. Amen? Hallelujah. It's spiritual. And when you are in the realm of the Spirit, you can connect with animate and inanimate, because they are all spiritual. There God must take you and I, and in that realm, the devil doesn't have any finger to lay on you, because you know that you know that you know that you are in life, but he separated from God is in death. And when you are in death, dead people can't move. So now, you can move and he cannot move, because he's dead and you are alive, because you're connected to God. He's not connected to God, and therefore you can declare you are dead. You are not connected to him, and therefore you have no place here. Not in my family, not in my finances, not with my health, not with my relationships, not with anything that concerns me. All that I am about is God, connected to him, and everything that is obedient to God lives, and everything that's not obedient to God dies. Make sense? Okay, so when we pray now, we'll pray with knowing, because there's a place that is beyond faith, is a place of knowing. But you know that 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 you know. Faith is the place that you begin from. Without it, you can never please God. But when you come to the knowing, that's where Paul says, that I may know him. He already had faith. He says, I want to know him. I want to apprehend the one that has apprehended me. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press. There is a high calling, and God wants to take us to that place of the high calling, where you and I speak, and what we say is like what God said. As a foundation, and the advancing that God wants to bring into our lives. He wants to expand us so that we can carry him in our world. Amen? Okay. We're ready to pray. Talked about a whole bunch of stuff. God, help us to be very aware of what's happening in the realm of the Spirit. Help us to tap into that realm. Let eyes be open. Let your people awake from their slumber. Information is on the screen. Just begin to pray. If you don't want to pray in your natural English language or whatever language you may be praying with that is natural to you, pray with that which is truly natural to you. Pray with the language of God. Oh God, there is so much more that we don't know, but we must know. I declare, oh God, by the authority of your word, that you bring us, oh God, to that place of supernatural awareness. Awareness, oh God, of what's happening. So, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can crush the workings of darkness, crush the powers of the enemy, bring to naught every evil activity. Take rule and reign. Because, Father, we have received of your Spirit. And subdue all things to your glory. Lord, men and women in our world have been blinded by the powers of darkness. Therefore, have not been converted. Therefore, have not received the transforming grace of your wisdom. Today we speak and declare in that name that is above every other name, that Lord, O God, that your people that you have created in your image and your likeness will receive supernatural sight, insight, foresight, all that they need to be aware of who you are, that they may worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, O God, see the enemy for who he is, defeated. Lord God Almighty, let your word go forth. Let it begin even now to dismantle, O God, the workings of the enemy. Let your people, your church, especially those, O God, that are in the world, for your word says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, they all belong to you. You died not only for some people, you died for the whole world. You love the whole world. You gave yourself for the whole world. And Lord, oh God, we cannot afford to see anyone, oh God, that you paid the price for salvation for, lost. None in our families. None, oh God, in our communities. Father, we refuse to hand any man or woman, any boy or girl, to the devil and his cohorts. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Father, we thank you, Lord, that that promise must be made manifest. 2,000 years ago, you were raised up on a cross and will refuse to allow the enemy to destroy the lives of men and women, innocent, because they have not had the privilege of knowing freedom. They were born and shapen in their sins and iniquities and transgressions. They've not known any other life. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, oh God, that there will be a rebirth of an awareness that will bring people to recognize who they truly are, that they are loved of you, that you, Lord Jesus, you are the satisfaction, the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. You want all men saved. You're not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. We join chorus with you, Father. And we say in the earth realm, none shall perish. All shall come to repentance. We ask, Father, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, that the agenda of the enemy will fail woefully. That the lost that you came for will be found, that the blind will see, that the deaf will hear, that the mute and dumb will speak, that the cripple will leap up. Lord, O God, even, your word says, even the trees shall clap their hands. Let all things praise you and worship you. Let all the earth praise you, and thereby yield its increase unto us. We step, O God, into our divine destiny in Christ Jesus. Father, do with us, do in us, do by us great and mighty things for your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Let our eyes be open. Let us tap, O God, into realms. For you are Lord in the heavens, in the earth, and under the earth. Let us, O God, take the message of your Lordship all over. For you have called us to preach the gospel to all creation, all creatures. So we speak, O God, and declare this day, Jesus is Lord. In every realm, let all things bow down and worship him. All creation worships the living God. And we are released, O God, from every bondage as we manifest as the sons of God. We are waking, O God, from the slumber of sin, the slumber, O God, that fear and shame, confusion has generated. We break free, O God, from every limitation, and we embrace your Lordship, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning to read from verse 7 through about 11. The Lord makes some very remarkable statements. He says, ask, and it shall be given you. We've started this evening asking. He says, seek, and ye shall find. We seek him. He says, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. ask, A, seek, S, knock, K. And while that may not work in every language or translation, it is so perfect in the English. It just simply means ask. Ask. James says to us, he says, you don't ask, so you've not received anything. He said, and when you ask amiss, so you can consume it on your flesh. You ask for the wrong reasons. So that's why you don't get anything. But whatever it is we're asking for, we are asking for souls. Our Lord Jesus did not die for naught. Ask. He says, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. We ask for this, for that. Bottom line, we're asking to satisfy our flesh. But if we understand that we are spirit, and everything comes, oh God, help me. And everything comes from the realm of the spirit by the word. Then even that which is natural must service us. You've heard me talk about how God filled my freezer all year long with meat and fish. I didn't know he was doing it, but he was doing it. And I believe he's still doing it. I know that I go to the store and I buy things. But whatever it is that we're buying, we're eating it, how come the freezer stays full? And I have to empty it. God is doing something. This might sound crazy, but it's not, if you understand what I'm talking about. Everything came by the word, right? God created it. I tell you, huh? That when we become very aware of what and who we are and where we are, that we'll pick up, you pick up food from the air. Yeah? Because why not? Why not? I want this fruit. Bang. Why not? He said, Pastor, that's crazy. But wait. He said he will do exceedingly far beyond anything I dare ask or think. Yeah? So if I can think it, it falls all in that realm. It is us that limit God because we've not experienced the expansion. And you think God is thinking, I can pick a fruit from the air? No, that's not possible. Think God thinks that way? The God who caused a tree, a whole tree, to grow up overnight, a full tree just to cover Jonah, think he is limited to time? And if we're created in his image and likeness, what stops us? But our natural mind, carnal mind. A carnal mind is an enemy of God. It restricts what God wants to do, because God will not force himself against your will. Why? His love. And love is not like that. Love gives you opportunity, but doesn't force you. Say, what is the point you're making, Pastor? The point is that a lot of the things I'm talking about right now, you have already experienced, but you didn't know how. We call it, it's a miracle. But how did that miracle happen? Well, we don't know. But God is calling us to act at will. Jesus, our Lord, said to Peter, they want us to pay taxes? Don't worry about it. Go over there, catch the fish, open its mouth. There's a coin in there. It's a coin in the mouth of a fish. And it's going to pay all the bills. He was moving in his authority. You've not caught anything all day. Just cast your net, and every molecule of water, because he brought fish out of water. As soon as that net got wet, it was all fish. He's in a desert land. He says, tell them to sit on the grass. No places, grass. Oh, well, that's Jesus. No, that was Jesus, the man. That was the man. That was not God. That was just man operating in his authority as the last Adam. That's it. He was the last Adam. And then he says, you're going to do greater things. Why? Because he's going to bring God and man together and create a new creation. We've not even come through kindergarten. Yeah, speedified. That's what I say too. Speedify. We need some speedification. That would be so normal. Just normal. When I laid hands on my vehicle to declare the transmission healed, it was normal. I wasn't thinking I'm doing a crazy thing right now. It was just, there's a place in God where you'll be operating in a supernatural, and it is so natural to you that you didn't even think. Remember one of my sisters, not natural sister, the mom had adopted me when I was in the States, and they lived in San Bernardino. And one day I was going to head back to school. It was a Monday, and I didn't like driving in the rain. So I just looked out the window, and just as casually I said, rain, stop. And I hear a scream behind me. What did you just do? I said, what happened? The rain stopped. I said, yeah. You told it to stop and it stopped just like that. Oh, it didn't. It was just natural. I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't believing for it. It was just natural. There is that realm, just natural. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah? So this prayer is going to be, Lord, bring us, your church, to the place where the supernatural is so natural to us that the supernatural becomes non-existent. Because look at it, God does not think, I'm going to do a miracle. God doesn't know miracles. It's just normal to him. And he wants us to become partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. So God, bring me to that place where the supernatural becomes natural, living for me and your body, your church. Just the way it is. Just natural. Pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you bring in all things of God in line by your Spirit, so that, Lord, oh God, our existence is not limited to natural mindsets and thinking, but, Lord, oh God, that our thinking, oh God, is outright supernatural. Supernatural. And the supernatural is natural to us, just part of our daily existence. Make us, O God, as your word says, O God, partakers of your divine nature. That place where the supernatural becomes so normal that the natural becomes non-existent in controlling our minds and influencing us. For Lord, oh God, we don't want to be carnal men and women. We want to be spiritual, led by your Spirit, glorifying you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because we understand what the work of the Spirit is. For we know all things. We know all things in you. Help us, Lord, not to dumb down the walk of faith, the walk of knowing. Take off, O God, all of those but this and but that and but this and but that. What we want to know is you, Lord, and be aware, O God, of who you are, and in so doing become very aware of whom we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Back to Matthew 7. It says, ask, you're going to receive. Seek, and you're going to find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, that's a promise. Everyone that asketh receives. And he that seeketh findeth. And to whom, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You knock, it's going to be open to you. You seek, you're going to find. Seek what? Seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be what? Added unto you. He says, don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink. That's no problem. That's already dealt with. Why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? Because he knows that when we are moving in the realm of the Spirit, there are no limits. Hallelujah. No limits to what can be made manifest. Verse 9 says, what man is there of you whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? In other words, I'm going to give to you what you ask for. Ten. Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Ask me for fish. If your father, your earthly father, that you ask for fish from, is not going to give you, hand you a serpent. Or you ask for bread, won't hand you a stone. He says, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Watch this. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Do you know that the Lord says, concerning that same statement, give them good things. It says in another passage, give them the Holy Spirit. In Luke 11, and verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the what? Holy Spirit to them that ask him. He wasn't saying anything about the Holy Spirit all this while. Why does Luke add the word Holy Spirit? Because remember what we're talking about. It's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. And part of the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives is not just so that we can say, Rababa Shandaraba Kotose. No, no. It's remember, the first work of the Holy Spirit was he brooded upon the waters so that God can begin to create. Oh, man. Lord, help us. He will bring to remembrance everything. He will teach you all things. He will be your helper, Holy Spirit. No, it's not just about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is a portal that gets you into a realm where you begin to speak in a language that the natural world cannot understand, and devils, demons, cannot understand what you're talking about. All they see is manifestation. manifestation. I remember the first day, the very first day, actually the first time, moment in time that I spoke in tongues. I can still see myself in the room where this was happening. I was on my knees, just talking to God, and I began to speak in tongues, and my eyes were opened, and I saw these demons. And I saw this tower, like a broadcast tower, blasting some information, and these demons have running crazy all over the place. I'm watching what was going on. You say, what is he saying? I think he's saying that we are finished, we are destroyed. I don't know what I was talking about, but as far as they were concerned, oh, he's saying something. We're destroyed, and they start running all over the place. And the vision cleared up. I said, oh my, so that's how this thing works. You're speaking in tongues and they don't understand, and all they have is fear. And they are defeated. They are prophesying their own doom. The experiences we have in God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just said something to me just then. Remember I used to tell you about how I went through a 1 month time of teaching, you know, and at the end, God showed me Mama. And the Lord just said to me, as I was walking there, he said, son, I'm beginning to bring out some of the things I taught you because this is the time for my body. Yeah, because what we're talking about here is not what you go to Bible school to learn. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find any of it in any book either. This is behind the veil stuff. Amen? But you can see the Bible. You can see the Word of God. You know, just it's right there. You know, just, okay. So God is enlarging us. He's expanding us. Hallelujah. And he doesn't need the whole world. He just needs a handful of people to do his great work. Hallelujah. So if you're listening to this and you're participating tonight, just be aware of this. God loves you, and God wants to use your life in extraordinary ways in this last of the last days. So this is our prayer focus. What do you have in the back there? Give me what you have, and if it's not complete, I will add to it. You don't have anything? Oh. Okay. All right. What we're asking God to do with us now is this: to so infuse us with the life of the Spirit of God so that we can live out the God life, very similar to the last prayer point, live out the God life as God has already ordained. Amen? He says, if we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, we will have an opening. The strange thing about all of those verses is that it never said a door. It says knock and it shall be opened. We say knock and the door shall be opened. But he never said door. Because doors keep you out of. He's just saying, I'm going to open. I'm going to just unveil. I'm going to get that which is hidden from your view into view. Why? Because you are already in it. We are already in it. How do I say? Right now, right here, is CBC, NBC, CNN, Fox News, all kinds of information right here, right now. You don't see it. But if you have the right equipment, you can change channels and download the information that is being broadcasted. True? Okay, same thing. So when we're talking about being infused with this, we're talking about God, grant me the equipment. Equip me to be able to tap into what you have already made available. Because I'm right in it, and I don't know it. Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught behind him. Equip me. The Bible says the Spirit of God is given to equip us. So we can come to that place of telehu, that place of perfection. God has to do a work in us. Amen? God infuse us with the life of the Spirit of God so that we can live out the God life as God has already ordained it. Hallelujah. Equip us to be able to tap into what you have already made available to us. I need to tap into it. Hallelujah. And finally, attach to that, and that without error. When we are fully aware of what God is doing, and we do not move in pride and arrogance, then we'll always be in the truth. But if you ask amiss, so you can consume it on yourself, so you can become the macho man and whatever, then you're going to go into error and you're going to get deceived. This is all about being humble before the Lord. All right? It requires us to tap into what you have already made available to us in humility. In humility. Pray. Hallelujah. Father, we humble ourselves before you, recognizing, oh God, that without you we can do nothing. Tonight we thank you, Lord, oh God, for your grace sufficient, for that which you are unveiling, that which you are causing us to be aware of. We ask, oh God, for a mighty move of your Spirit, so, Lord, oh God, that we can move in the dimensions of supernatural authority by the will of our Father who art in heaven. Your name must be hallowed. For Lord, O God, we shall not take your name in vain, but Lord, O God, be proof producers of your perfect will in every realm. Your kingdom, Father, let it come. Your will, Father, the earth be made known as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, that you've not led us into temptation. Oh, Father, you've delivered us from all evil. For truly thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Arise, O Most High, and let every enemy be scattered. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, that we can pray according to your will and see the manifestation of your purposes. Show forth your glory, Most High. Thank you, Lord, for we speak in your authority and declare your lordship even now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Thank God for every one of you that took time to come to seek the face of the Lord in prayer tonight. May God continue to grace us with the ability to pray as the Spirit of God leads us, and that God will do a quick work with us as his people, because only he can do it. Only he can use us, ordinary people, to do extraordinary things. Only he can use us to humiliate the forces of darkness on a daily basis. Let it be so. As we see the captives set free and the lost come to salvation. Let us honor God with our giving. Let us worship him through our giving and express with thanksgiving his will. Remember, the only giving that brings results is a giving for souls. That ultimately is what brings good results, because it's not founded on giving to meet a particular need or to solve a particular problem. It's all about that which is spiritual. And God, when God sees that, he blesses us beyond measure. He multiplies our seed sown, so we are able to meet needs. But the needs that we're meeting is all about souls, first and foremost. Let that which I do bring about the saving of lives. Amen? Hallelujah. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Remember, God has called you to preach, so be a soul winner. Invite somebody to participate in the service. Don't just come by yourself. Invite somebody. That's all you're supposed to do. Share the love of God with them. Invite them. Encourage them. You never know what they're going to do. If a fruit is not ripe yet, while you're shaking the tree, it's hard for it to fall. But the one that is ripe and ready will just fall. But if you don't shake that tree, it's not going to calm down. So shake as many trees. You know, hey, we're having a service today. You should come. And you may be surprised, they might just show up and their lives transformed because of it. Amen? God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. See you Sunday. Good night. Do I have